Can I help you, ma'am? The receptionist seemed friendly, if a little formal. Bunny wasn't very good with formal. I'm here for my interview. An interview, I mean. I'm Bunny. That's my name. I'm not a rabbit. That's good, the receptionist smiled. Because I let a rabbit interview last week, and the poor thing did not get the job. Bunny snorted out a nervous laugh. Rabbits and gym logistics aren't a good match. The receptionist laughed back. No. Well, Bunny, I've let Mr. Karas and Mr. Gilstein know you're here. They shouldn't be too long. Wait, what? Karas and Gilstein? She was being interviewed by the CEO and the vice president? They both had a reputation, but Takis Karas in particular was notorious. GQ called him the bad boy of the health industry. Doesn't sound too intimidating, but with Takis, there were rumors. A womanizing, rude billionaire workaholic. People said he had a secret wife. People said all kinds of stuff. The tabloids loved him because of a string of celebrity relationships. Not only that, he was hot. Like, illegal levels of hot. Like, strap me down and slap my face hot. A chiseled jaw. Perfectly groomed salt and pepper stubble. Almond-shaped brown eyes that seemed warm and distant at the same time. On top of all that, 3 months ago, he won an award for most eligible bachelor in New York. Karas wasn't just hot property. He was single. Don't think about that topless shoot he did for Men's Health. Bunny whispered to herself as she crossed the room, thinking only of Takis' topless shoot.